USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing economic sanctions on Turkey, calling on its government to stop its assault against Kurdish fighters and civilians in northern Syria. He's now also sending a delegation of U.S. officials to that region, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire to bring an end to the violence.
The USGS says a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled folks 25 miles northeast of San Francisco last night. There are no reports of damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
First, he turned in his badge, and then the now former Fort Worth police officer who shot and killed a woman in her home over the weekend is behind bars.
At approximately 6 p.m., Aaron Dean was arrested for the murder of Miss Jefferson. He has since been booked into the Tarrant County Jail.
That's Fort Worth Police Sergeant Chris Daniels. Aaron Dean, the officer who is white, was responding to a neighbor's call about an open front door at the black woman's home. Police say he saw someone in the house through a rear window and fired, killing the 28-year-old woman who was, in fact, playing video games with her nephew in a dark room at the time. A list of 16 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2020 just announced. Among them, Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers, Judas Priest, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, T-Rex, and Todd Rundgren. Fans will be among those voting for the final inductees. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Northern California man's now in custody after he showed up at a police station with a body in his car yesterday. Mount Shasta police say the unidentified man told them that he had killed 4 people in Roseville, about 200 miles away. They then found the body in the car that he had driven to the police station. Police in Roseville, which is near Sacramento, found 3 other victims inside the man's apartment. Investigators say they don't believe the killings were a random act, but they haven't released further details. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union might be closing in on a deal that might end that nearly month-long strike by the auto workers. The UAW has called in the union's National GM Council. It's made up of local union presidents from all around the nation, and they want to have a meeting on Thursday morning. No details have been leaked yet on whether GM and the union are, in fact, close to announcing any tentative agreement, but analysts say just giving them an update is not likely the reason for the calling in of those local presidents. And Taco Bell is now recalling more than 2 million pounds of seasoned beef from its restaurants. Some of the meat might have been somehow contaminated accidentally with metal shavings at a plant. At least 21 states across parts of the Midwest, Southeast, and Northeast are affected. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.